A wolf's grin slick like the night air on the wings of a raven. Perched on a sidewalk, sips of MGD go down smooth like conversation. Two creatures of the night shooting the breeze. 6 o'clock in the morning intoxication. Fur and feather brush numbly against one another. There is no secret to what happens when one sleeps with dogs, but who knew that lies manifested themselves through the fleas of the unsaid? In the warmth of a drunken wolf's bed, a broken condom echoed the morning's air like a single gunshot, more than a mere tear in latex. The rupture didn't stop there. A relationship that resulted in bull and a miscarriage, coupled with the raven's growing suspicion of sudden illness, a sickness unlike any bird flu. Unbeknownst to her, the wolf was sick too. Too late to cry wolf, shacked up in a hospital bed, recovering from post-surgery, a growth developed under the side of her wing. Found the wolf in the next wing of the hospital, a life-threatening coincidence. The wolf finally shared his secret. December 2006 proved to be as cold as the chill of raindrops on the raven's beak. Planned Parenthood proved something the raven already knew. A test result passed to her, a hand disconnected from eyes. It was incredibly hard for Kate to look a raven dead in her face. Besides, the raven was sure of her fate anyway. A fate she never asked for. The wolf never told her his status because he claimed it was something she never questioned. He more accurately described as a sheep in wolf's clothing, preying on her ignorance. Little was this wolf aware of a raven's acute intelligence, the way her tears would be transformed into defiance. Knowing that the diagnosis of HIV doesn't mean she has to settle for dying. She lives with a hard-fought understanding to ensure her children's safe landing in uncharted territory. She claws at the belief that some carry about HIV and a limited existence, and expands that narrow view. She lives with every intent upon soaring towards the next day.